From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Obama administration is looking to step up oversight of the nation's pipelines and impose stronger penalties for violations of safety rules. The proposal has been submitted to Congress today by Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood following the deadly natural gas pipeline explosion in San Bruno, California. The vice chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, Christopher Hart, says investigators are making a timeline to see why it took Pacific Gas and Electric more than 2.5 hours to cut off the flow of gas in that pipeline after the blast.
In the course of doing that, if we see systemic issues that require a response beyond this immediate location, we will say so.
The blast and fire at San Bruno killed at least 4 people and destroyed nearly 40 homes. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Israeli and Palestinian leaders are now grappling with the core issues that divide them. She was speaking in Jerusalem, where she's meeting today with Israeli and Palestinian leaders.
I believe they are serious about reaching an agreement that results in 2 states living side by side in peace and security.
But Clinton gave no indication that the 2 sides are finding a way to get around a major obstacle in the negotiations, a Palestinian threat to leave the talks if Israel does not extend a moratorium on settlement construction in the West Bank. Tea Party-backed candidates have scored major wins in 2 states in the final wave of primaries in advance of this fall's elections. The biggest upset was in Delaware, where Tea Party favorite Christine O'Donnell defeated moderate GOP Congressman Mike Castle in the race for the party's nomination for U.S. Senate. Political scientist Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia says O'Donnell's win in the Delaware primary is good news for Democrats.
Essentially, it takes away a seat the Republicans had counted on and that most nonpartisan analysts had given them.
A Tea Party-backed candidate also won the Republican nomination for governor in New York State. Industrial production is up for a 2nd straight month, but NPR's Paul Brown reports the increase in August was much less than the one in the previous month, in part because of sagging demand for new cars.
The Federal Reserve reports August production up in food, clothing, paper, and business equipment. So even with a drop in auto sales, total production is up by 0.2% for the month. That may provide some hope that the U.S. won't see a double-dip recession. But the flip side is that businesses have largely stopped adding to inventories after several months of rebuilding earlier this year. And an analyst at Capital Economics says cautious consumers are not stepping in with major spending. His prediction, relatively weak demand and slow growth through the rest of this year. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices are mixed so far in trading on Wall Street today. The Dow Industrials are up 21 points at 10,547, but the Nasdaq Composite Index and the S&P 500 Index are both unchanged. This is NPR News from Washington. 2 powerful hurricanes remain over open water in the Atlantic. Richard Pasch is with the National Hurricane Center.
Igor and Julia will likely be churning over the Atlantic waters for a number of days to come here. Certainly, probably through 5 days and longer.
Pasch says neither poses a threat to the U.S. mainland, but Tropical Storm Carl is bearing down on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. At least 7 people, including some civilians, are dead in Iraq after an early morning raid by U.S. and Iraqi troops on an insurgent stronghold there. NPR's Kelly McEver says the mission was the deadliest since the U.S. military halted combat operations in Iraq.
U.S. and Iraqi ground forces, backed by American helicopters, launched what officials called a counterterrorism operation on the outskirts of Fallujah, which was once a stronghold for insurgents. Iraqi officials said among those killed in the raid were women and children, as well as a former Iraqi military commander. The U.S. maintains just under 50,000 troops here, but their new mission is to advise and assist Iraqi forces. They're still allowed to fire weapons in self-defense. In a separate incident, 9 Iraqi soldiers were killed by a roadside bomb in northern Iraq. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
A House panel is holding a hearing today on the role of the Internet in child prostitution, and executives from Craigslist are scheduled to testify. Several anti-child trafficking groups are calling on the popular online classified ad site to halt all adult services ads around the world. Craigslist last week took down adult services ads in the U.S. The company has been under pressure from several state attorneys general who say those ads on the site lead to sexual violence and crimes against children and women. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.